It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Final go around here in 2022. We'll have the holidays coming up, and so we'll get a couple weeks off, and then we'll get back to it for the January push. But as again, we're here to talk about Royal Valley and where they're at early on in the basketball season. Joined by the girls' coach, that is David Boucher. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, Tuesday night, your team got on the road. Very tough place to play in Holton. This was a game that was close throughout. It was tight from the get-go. A four-point game after one, a four-point game at the half. It was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. But ultimately, the Wildcats are able to hold on. They get the win, 59-50. You know, take us back to Tuesday night. What'd you see? What'd you like? And ultimately, what transpired in that game?
First and foremost, Royal Valley is a special community to represent. We have great kids. We have a great community, and they support us really well just 20 minutes up the road. Our girls really competed hard, and that's what it comes down to. We did things that we did enough things to stay in the game. We just didn't do all the right things to win it. And that's hats off to the Holton girls and, Coach Heisler and how they executed down the stretch. The credit to them that they were able to get to the free throw line 26 times, I think. And make almost 70% of their free throws, and we got to the line seven times. That was a huge difference in that game, and so on and so forth. But I thought overall, we shot the ball really well. We out-rebounded them 29-23. That's always good to see. We had 15 assists, which is a new season high. We shot 50-some% from the floor, which is a new season high. It was a great game. A lot of players contributed, and it was a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah, Kennedy, Brian, Alyssa Ladson, those two really went off and kept you in that game for the majority of it. I think those two combined for seven triples. Ladson, 19, Brian with 18. Yeah. How about those two and really just balled out for you?
Yeah, they're great leaders. These are Kennedy Bryan's a two-time All-League player. And a four-year starter, and frankly, she should be a three-time All-League starter. Her freshman year, we didn't have a great season, but she was still top 10 in the league in scoring and rebounding and steals 3 years ago. So I think she really should be going for a four-peat. But she's been a special player for us for a long time. Alyssa was new to us last year, and she just stepped right in and plays hard and is just overall a better person. And that's another thing about both of them. Kennedy and Alyssa are great people, and they're great people for our team, and they're great leaders for our team, along with Morgan Davis as the rounds out of our senior class. And they're just great people, and that's it's fun to be around. They do all the things that you need them to do. They don't just score. They scored a lot last night, but rebounding, Alyssa had six assists. Kennedy had two assists. Both had three steals. And not to mention, if you watch our game, which, Brandon, you've seen the last two, like, we asked them to do a lot. We asked them to handle the ball. We asked them to take care of the pressure for us. We asked them to shoot it. We asked them to orchestrate the offense. We asked them to do a lot of things. And they're just two great, great people.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the assist numbers there for Alyssa. We even pointed it out in the broadcast about how there were just a few plays where she made just a great decision with the basketball, finding an open teammate, getting an easy bucket. So, yeah, very well contributed there with the assist category. Now you get a couple games here before the holiday break. It starts Friday against Riverside, and quietly this Riverside team is out to a 4-0 start, and obviously one of the best players in the Big 7 in Taylor Weiser. They got good guard play. What's the early scouting report looking like on this Riverside team?
It's no surprise to us. I mean, we thought Riverside, especially starting about mid-January last year, really turned a corner. They took Jackson Heights to a one-point game in the sub-state final last year. I mean, they could have been a state tournament team, and they should have been, I think. They score, and they allow a girl to dribble the length of the floor and under 10 seconds or under 11 seconds or whatever to score to win it. I mean, they were right there. It's a quality team. Taylor Weicher has been probably the best player in the league other than the Royal Valley girls, obviously, because I'm a little biased on that, but she's probably been the best player in the league for 2 years. And that's saying something, because we were really good. I mean, we've really been we've been a really good league, and they build a team around her, and they got a really solid point guard. They'll be a 3-year starter for them, and their new coach is really doing some good things and executing and getting them in the right positions to get open shots, and they played well. I haven't seen last night's game yet. That's I'm just kind of finishing up our game from last night, kind of doing that. But they're just a really solid team.
Yeah, Riverside coming off a 10-point win over Sabetha earlier this week. And for Royal Valley, it starts Riverside Friday and then Perry-Lecompton on Tuesday to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. David Boucher, Panthers girls coach, joining us here on our weekly locker room chat. As always, we appreciate it. Good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you after the holidays.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, you guys.